I suppose, Carl, I'm going to have to ask the first question. Overall, is it good enough, do you think?
No.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Nowhere near good enough. And I've just been told, I mean, I've got to apologise for that. Got to apologise. Nowhere near good enough for, like we just told him in there, to wear that shirt and have people pay to watch them perform. That's not good enough.
At times in the first half, there was chances and, you know, the keeper's dropped a couple. You think, if he's just going to go in, but...
Yeah, but we can't...
Overall, it's not...
Can't give goals away like we are doing.
No.
Cannot give goals away like we are doing.
No.
Not enough pressure on the ball. People not working hard enough, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought... I mean, there was a telling moment in the second half when their keeper drops it. Yeah. And nobody tapped the ball.
You work hard, and if you work hard, you get your rewards.
I was gonna say, that's not the usual way. We normally see a lot of fight, don't we?
And that's a big question mark that I've got over them. So, maybe show me that they can do it. Otherwise, somebody else gets to wear the shirt.
Mm. And that's it. I mean, you know, we had a big squad at the start of the season. Obviously, players. It's hard to keep players happy, and we've noticed.
Is that
the big thing that?
Yeah, but
we don't have now all of a sudden the squad to.
Yeah, we can have as big a squad as we want to, but we want the right kind of quality, and quality costs money.
Yeah.
And, you know, good players don't wait around, firstly, if they're not playing football, and second, if they're not getting paid. It's a fact
somebody else
is going to pay them. It's just the fact of non-league football. You know, and them deciding to go at a certain time might be the time when they would have got a chance in the team.
Mm.
But. You know, that's a mistake that's going to be made all the way through, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not something we can...
absolutely. I was just, you know, because obviously the bench tonight, obviously we haven't really got a bench with injuries and things. And you think, well, you know.
I mean, I've tried to sign a few players today, obviously, to affect that, but unfortunately, not been able to because of different things out of our control. You know, we wanted to see last night at training what the situation was with the injuries, and then as soon as I had the players there last night, and you know the prospective players, and you know that they might be the ones that go and change it round for us, you know, because at the moment it's going to need a spark from somewhere, and if I have to provide that spark, then I will do.
Yeah. So that's a possibility that there's possible new faces coming on the
horizon.
Yeah.
It's always
a possibility at any point, really, isn't it?
You know, and we'll see whether they can affect it.
And normally I'd say to you, it's a good time to pick up Saturday FA Cup. I think there's a potential banana skin here, I think. So Woodley have got some fantastic... The two lads he brought from Charlie, they've got Steffian and Dorney in there.
Yeah.
Stuart Rudd in there, obviously, yeah.
Good quality players all over the park. Beat Lancaster last night, 2-0, who were up the top of their division.
Yeah.
So I think that shows where we're at. You know, it's we had the glory of Rochdale and Brighton last year. Now the shoe's firmly on over.
We need to get it, pick it up again.
Definitely.
But there's no reason why we can't. If everything,
of course not.
You know.
Of course not. As long as they go out with the will to go and work harder than the other team and want to compete and battle harder than the other team.
Yes.
That's what should be happening, and I didn't think it happened tonight.
Mm. Okay. Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.